Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Public Records Online Directory now available for MO Real Estate Pros. A centralized online directory of Missouri public records has been launched to help users locate official records statewide. Real estate professionals in MO can use this directory to quickly access property records, title history, and other public documents essential to transactions and due diligence. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/statemo for streamlined access to Missouri public records during your next transaction. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Property Records Search Tool consolidates deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a centralized Missouri database for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing multiple property data points through a single platform rather than fragmented county systems. Bookmark htmissouri.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next transaction. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Jackson County MO Recorder of Deeds updates public record search options. The Jackson County Recorder of Deeds provides online and in-person public record searches, with telephone searches prohibited per County Code 925.1. Real estate professionals MO rely on timely access to recorded documents for title research and transaction due diligence. Access records directly at h/mentumweb.jacksongov.org or visit the office to conduct searches in person. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New guide breaks down real estate commission rates for MO professionals. A detailed guide from Calibri Real Estate explains Missouri's commission structures, national comparisons, and strategies for saving on fees. Understanding local commission dynamics helps MO agents stay competitive and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full commission breakdown at the source URL to sharpen your pricing strategy. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Real Estate Commission resource page now available. A new informational page about the Missouri Real Estate Commission has been published. MO real estate professionals can reference this resource for commission-related guidance in their practice. Review the Missouri Real Estate Commission details at the link below. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri commission rates hold at 5.5% as flat fee alternatives gain ground. A new analysis shows traditional real estate commissions in Missouri remain at 5.5% to 6%, while Huzo's flat-fee MLS service offers sellers potential savings of approximately $16,000. For Missouri real estate professionals, understanding commission alternatives helps agents position their value proposition and anticipate shifting seller expectations in the local market. Review the full commission breakdown at www.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-missouri/. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MO jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MO jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months, and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.